to this Picanine podcast. Today we have Eric. Eric, hello.
Hi, Guadalupe. Today I'm so excited to be here with you, and I'm going to talk about Copay's biodiversity. I'm going to talk about a beautiful place that you can find deep in the mountains of Costa Rica, Copay de Dota. In this town, you'll discover a wide variety of life forms, from microscopic fungi to enormous tapirs and jaguars. Copay is located at 1,800 meters or 5,900 feet above sea level, at 76 kilometers or 47 miles from San Jose, and is part of the Los Santos Forest Reserve. This place is like a sanctuary where countless species of animals, plants, and fungi thrive. In Los Santos, many people are making efforts to protect the reserve. They regularly organize reforestation programs and monitor the various species and animal communities that inhabit the area. But what exactly makes Copay so special? Well, here you will find a diverse range of ecosystems, including cloud forest, oak forest, rivers, streams, páramo, and pitbox. This diversity of biomes attracts numerous species that you can see at any time and in any place. Costa Rica itself is a biodiversity hotspot, and Copay is no exception. In this heaven, you'll encounter between 5,000 and 10,000 different species, including almost 50% of Costa Rica's endemic species, such as the Talamanca hummingbird, black-faced solitaires, and Platanillo gorge salamanders, just to name a few. Moreover, let's not forget about migratory birds. Thanks to Los Santos acting as a biological corridor, you can spot hawks, swifts, ducks, and more during certain times of the year.
Eric, Guadalupe here. I have a question. How many species of birds there are in Copay?
Well, in Copay, year-round, you can spot between 500 and 600 different species of birds, including some stationary birds and some migratory ones.
Hi Eric, Ruben here. What makes Copay de Dota a unique biodiversity hotspot?
Well, Copay is a unique biodiversity hotspot because of the huge quantity of species that you can find here. Just in a short walk, you can spot up to 30 different species of birds, different mammals and reptiles, without searching for them. People from all over the world come to Copay driven by the chance to see beautiful birds like quetzals and trogon. It's not just a tourist destination, though. Scientists also visit this place seeking to study Costa Rica's incredible biodiversity. Another effort that Copay's people make to protect this place is through sustainable tourism. There are numerous tours and adventures that you can experience in Copay, and I can assure you that on each one, you'll be surrounded by nature, beautiful animals, and plants. You can learn more about this experience at the Cámara de Turismo de Los Santos, Los Santos Tourist Chamber website. One of my favorite species to find in Copay is the osprey, a migratory raptor that you can spot between October and March. They usually fish in lakes, catching their prey while flying or diving into the water to capture them. Additionally, there's a beautiful owl that you can find here. It is one of the hardest species to see in the country. The unspotted southwest owl inhabits the high areas of the district, making Copay one of the few places to see this species in Costa Rica.
Hi Eric, Margarita here. What advice would you give to someone who is starting their bird watching journey?
I would recommend them to use some bird apps like Merlin from Cornell Lab. So in that way, they're gonna be able to learn more about the species that they can find in the area and how they are, as well that they will be more sure about what they're seeing. Now, you're probably asking yourself if you should visit Copay. Well, if you love animals, plants, mountain, and tropical rainforest, this is the perfect destination for you. Rest assured, you'll connect with nature and create an unforgettable memory. This place is a treasure of natural beauty, and it's up to us to protect it. Let's keep these green landscapes intact and preserve this piece of paradise for generations to come.
Hi, Margarita here. Tell us why you chose this subject What motivated you?
Well, last year when we went to Emory and Henry College, we got to meet Monica Howell. She received us there and she loves birds. So we got to go some days bird watching with her, and I got interested in the subject and I started to do bird watching in Coppei too, to learn what could I see there and which species could I spot. And that's how I started with all this. And because of my passion with this subject, I decided to talk about it today.
Thank you so much for being here, Eric. It's very interesting, the biodiversity in Coppei, and maybe one day I watch some birds or any other animal. So thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me to today's episode, and I hope you all enjoy it.